think the challenge is when you come from a place like Bali, building the right team to go international. This is where there is the true challenge, because people here are not used to the international market. So for me, the challenge was to build the right team to take us where we want to go, you know, understand the market, understand, you know, the challenges there and everything. Because when you build a brand in Bali, of course, it's a launch pad for many brands, because Bali is a dream, and Bali is, you know, everybody dreams about Bali, and every brand that comes from Bali is, you know, people see it as something special already without even looking at the product. People say, oh, it's from Bali. So, you know, it creates something special in them, you know. But yeah, building a team, first of all, was the biggest challenge for me. I was lucky to come across the best team members I could wish for to take Fields of Yarrow and my vision to the international market and eyes. When taking a brand global, it's all about who you surround yourself with and people that really believe in your brand and your product and want your success more than anything else, you know. And I think this is the secret, is building a team that supports you, elevates you every day, believe in you, believe in your product, because they are the one talking to, you know, to the people and at the international level. So they are the one that actually sell your brand, you know. And if they believe in you and they believe in your product, they will do 90% of the work. There is a big, big difference when you have two stores in Bali and when you go international. There is so many expenses that you can't even think about. Expanding globally comes with its pile of bills, you know. And I think the biggest challenge before anything is the finances. You have to be ready for, you know, having huge amount of bills, because there's always a gap between your comfort zone, where you're like, okay, I'm gonna go global because I can, and the part where you actually go global. There is this gap in between where there's the struggles, you know, financial, building the right team, you know, getting rid of people that are actually not delivering, finding the right people for the right position, you know. It's all these things that you have in between these two part of your company and your business that you have to be ready for.